Now, I'm joined on the line by Ed Archer, who's here to talk about It's OK campaign. He's a local lad and has spent 5 years in the RAF, and it was after that that his life went on a self-destructive path. So we're going to find out all about what Ed did to get out of that circle of self-destruction and also helping other people. So are you there, Ed?
I am, yes.
Lovely to talk to you. You're a local Billericay boy, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Good. Nice to speak to somebody local. Ed, tell us about your story and how It's OK campaign came into being.
Yeah, well, after a few years of being out of the military and not really knowing what to do as a job and where my kind of life was going, I kind of moved back to my parents, as you do when your life starts falling apart. You run back to mum and dad for help. And doing that, I got back in with the wrong crowd, the crowd that I escaped from when I was 16. I got into drugs in quite a bad way. And within 3 or 4 years, I was up to using around about £300 to £400 worth of cocaine a day.
Yeah.
Which wasn't good for my bank balance, put it that way. So along with that and my underlying mental health issues, my parents decided it was time that I should seek professional help. So I went into the Priory in Chelmsford. I went in privately. And after 6-7 weeks in the Priory, I was discharged. Well, I call it discharged. Most people will say chucked out because I was using whilst in the Priory, yeah. Which using whilst in rehab is apparently a no-no. So I was discharged from the Priory, and at that point, my whole world was at the lowest point. My parents pretty much disowned me. They didn't want to know me because I'd let them down. Mm. But my partner came into my life, and it was the time I thought, this is where I've got to change things. So after about a year of being discharged from the Priory, I was on I was in a better place, and I was my journey was going the right way. And at that point, I started the It's OK campaign solely for kind of selfish therapy. I've always been a person that likes to help others. Like, even at Christmas, I'd rather give presents than receive them. And I would just like seeing the smile on people's faces. So I started it, and people literally reached out as soon as I started saying thank you for doing what you do, and it felt good that you get a buzz from helping people. And off literally it kind of snowballed, the kind of following went crazy, and up to the point literally today I think it's just over 49,000 followers,
which is amazing. Yeah,
I've got quite a large kind of celebrity backing as well, and a lot of well-known faces, including kind of Rebecca Adlington, Dame Kelly Holmes, and Sir Ben Ainslie, to name just a few, that have helped the campaign because they feel strongly about mental health. And it was my thought process that if we can get well-known celebrities and sports personalities that have been successful in their life to talk about their mental health journey and how they've suffered, that it could open people's eyes to show them, look, even the best in the business suffer, but they have gone on to achieve great things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at the moment.
I was going to say, it can be really hard for someone who's in the depths of any mental health challenges or substance addiction to see a clear path from getting from A to Z. If people find themselves in similar situations, also it can be really difficult to talk to their family, their friends, and they need somebody. What would you say is the best thing, advice you would offer?
I'll always say, and I know it's easier said than done, but really just being open and honest. And I totally get it. Like, I came from an upbringing where I was very fortunate. I never wanted for anything, and my parents were always amazing. I had both my parents around me, and they were always supportive. But because of that, you feel like if you've got an issue, especially with an addiction, but like drug addiction especially, it's a big taboo subject, and it's there's very negative connotations with drug addiction and mental health.
Yeah.
And you believe, well, you start to believe, well, if I tell them, I'm going to be a disappointment. And especially growing up, and if you've had the whole, I'm very disappointed in you lying from your parents,
yeah,
which I have, and it hurts more than being shouted at. And I think that's the big stumbling block for a lot of people. They worry about what people are going to think about them.
Mm.
And I think there are so many amazing services out there that are confidential and that will help you, and you don't have to go to family. But I would say, more than anything, just talk. Actions speak louder than words, and going to do it, but it's easier said than done. Like, mm-hmm. I've been there. People say, you need to talk about your feelings. Yeah, but I don't want to, because then you'll think differently of me. But I would say, just talk to people. Talk to someone, just one person.
Now, you've also teamed up with Sheridan Smith. You're going to be creating a portal supporting sort of the mental health sector. So, can you tell us any more about that?
Yeah, it's in its very embryonic stages at the moment, only because of Sheridan's stupidly mental kind of filming schedule at the moment. But what she's done, and I've teamed up with her alongside a very like a small group of other campaigns and charities and therapists and psychologists and stuff, to give people kind of it's a signposting service, but it's also a collection of expertise in various very kind of aspects of mental health. And yeah, it's a place where people can come and they can contact. It's called the SOS directory,
yep,
which is on Instagram, Twitter. It will be on Facebook soon. And it's a place where you can come and say, this is what I'm struggling with, and then you will be kind of put in the kind of the care or at least given guidance to a specific person. So we've got people from drug addiction specialists to postnatal depression specialists, eating disorders, pretty much the wide spectrum of them. So yeah, it's going to be a good signposting service that will help hopefully a lot of people.
And you've got some fundraising events have you got coming up for The Mix, which is the charity which is going to be supporting young people with mental health concerns.
Yeah, it's very like in the planning stages, but at the moment with The Mix are a great charity that help young people with mental health. They have a text service, which sometimes it's better for people than phoning and talking about problems. You can text. Mm-hmm. And yeah, at the moment we're raising money for The Mix through the campaign's merchandise that we sell. Then also, which all the profits, 100% of the profits go to The Mix. And then hopefully with the easing of lockdown, touch wood, that we can get some other events. We're looking at a potential music event, a comedy event, and then also potentially a football tournament as well.
Did you ever think anything like this would ever happen? Did you have any idea your life was going to take this path?
There was a part of me that dreamt it, like when I first went into rehab, because my grandfather was he passed away recently, but he was a very well-known sailing journalist and writer, and I spoke to him about potentially writing down about my journey, and I did want to do something to help people, even at my worst, because I was desperate. I hated where I was. Yeah, I never dreamt in a million years that it would get to this point, but I always wanted to help. But being where I am now, it's an amazing feeling being able to help so many people.
And you're getting married this year, or is it next year?
It's next April.
Yeah.
I'm getting married April the 8th to my my long-standing and probably suffering partner, Sophie.
Oh, well, congratulations. Hopefully COVID will be a little bit better, and you'll be able to have lots and lots of people there instead of only, what is it, 8 or 16, I think, at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I'm hoping we can have quite a big day and celebrate everything we've gone through.
Where's the best place to find It's OK campaign?
OK, so on Instagram, it's at @itsok_campaign. And you can find that also on Twitter, and then just the It's OK campaign on Facebook. And if anyone is struggling or wants to talk or know someone that is struggling, just wants advice, then the DMs are always open. I'm always kind of monitoring them wherever I can. So if anyone needs any help, then I'm always here.
Wonderful. It's lovely to talk to you, Ed. Again, congratulations for next year. And it's a fantastic campaign. It's the It's OK campaign. And as Ed said, you'll find all of the details all on social media. So thanks a lot. You have a great day.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Cheers then, Ed. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.